And that's especially true when it comes to the COVID-19 virus, which appears to jump covertly from person to person by piggybacking in some hosts without really making them sick. Detecting these people is akin to capturing clouds, and public health officials are now acknowledging that the time for containment has slipped through their fingers. But that reality is proving more difficult for political leaders to accept. At his first press conference directly addressing the COVID-19 outbreak, Trump downplayed its potential impact in the U.S., declaring that a widespread uptick is not inevitable. The risk to American people remains very low. Chancellor Angela Merkel reassured the German public on her website that the German health system is well prepared. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan, along with the International Olympic Committee, maintains that the Summer Games will continue as planned in that country. But critics say the health ministry has held back on testing for the disease out of fear that it would expose an alarming number of infections. Betting too heavily on containments succeeding almost certainly slowed preparations for dealing with the virus's spread, including scaling up testing and medical facility capacity to accommodate a possible surge in patients. The cat is out of the bag. COVID-19 cannot be contained, and we know this is going to be a pandemic, says Dr. Tom Frieden, former director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and president and CEO of Resolve to Save Lives. What's making the shift from containment to control especially difficult is COVID-19's unknowns, its contagiousness, incubation period, and deadliness. It could be like an average flu year, or way worse, or not as bad. We just don't know, says Frieden. U.S. health officials anticipate that in order to minimize transmission of the disease, some communities will need to adopt policies like advising employees to work from home and canceling public gatherings. That's just a glimpse of what might be coming, not just for Americans, but for people worldwide, warned the residents of Wuhan. There are so many things you can't see with your eyes, like the emotional damage people suffer from, especially the survivors who have lost family members to this outbreak, says Togo, a resident who anonymously volunteers online to connect COVID-19 patients with treatment. But this is only on the outside. The way they were hurt, the scars they have, will never recover.